And now, Talk Radio 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with your hosts Richard Musio and Joe Vecchio. Now, here are Richard and Joe.
Good evening and welcome to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. I am your co-host and announcer, Joe Vecchio. Pleasure to be here tonight speaking with you on this beautiful Sunday night in Southern California. And good evening to the main man of the hour, CPA Richard Musio, family office guy. Good evening, Richard.
Joe, how are you?
I'm fantastic, especially after that great Chargers win today. Did you happen to catch it?
No, I was out getting a Christmas tree.
Oh.
I figured nobody would be out getting a Christmas tree, and I was right.
Well, they were very impressive today, and everybody in our division we needed to lose, except that Denver figured out a way to win it again.
Well, Tim Tebow, I don't know. When a guy kicks a 59-yard field goal with 3 seconds to go, what are you going to say?
I don't know. And then another, what, a
51-yarder to win the game.
In overtime.
Yeah.
It was amazing. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, did you get to Disneyland this week at all with your daughter?
No, that was last Saturday. Survived that.
Okay.
So getting the Christmas tree was a lot easier this weekend than going to Disneyland last weekend.
Excellent. So. Excellent. I did catch a couple of good movies this week. I just wanted to throw out a couple of...
What'd you see?
Well, Hugo in 3D, I was intrigued. I know it's more of a kid's movie, but I think it's really family viewing. And I wanted to see Martin Scorsese make a family film. I was pretty impressed. And the budget, depending upon who you believe, was somewhere between $150 and $170 million. So the 3D was worth it. You know, and it wasn't over the top 3D. It did enhance the look of the film, and the visuals alone are really worth seeing, you know, even if you're not into that genre. But that was great. And then I saw Tower Heist last night, which was very entertaining, and I'd recommend that one as well.
So Scorsese did a movie that's a great lead-in for what we're going to talk about tonight. It was, I guess, his first effort at comedy. It was called After Hours.
Not familiar.
Okay. It was actually not bad, but it was about a CPA who, after work, goes on a rather interesting adventure. And it was very out of character for this CPA, all these things that happen. One of my all-time favorites, Rosanna Arquette, was in the movie. But somewhere around 3 in the morning, he's in front of a psychic's front window, and the psychic's front window says, palms read, tarot cards, and income tax prep. Which... it's a great lead into our topic tonight, because tonight we're talking about year-end income tax planning. We usually talk about money and investing money and how wealthy families invest their money and mitigate their investment risk. But you know what? Wealthy families also are very sensitive to the biggest expense item on their P&L statement, which is usually, well, next to my fees, just kidding, which is usually income taxes. And also business owners, I think, this time of the year. Mm-hmm. Lots of things we can do for business owners. So anyway, I just remember that movie by Scorsese, After Hours, palms read, tarot cards, and income tax prep. And given what's going on in the tax code with almost everything set to expire at December 31st, 2012, and a whole new tax regime scheduled to come in on January 1, 2013, maybe tarot cards and reading palms, you know, maybe you should hire a psychic, Drew. Anyway, we want to welcome Drew Brannon, CPA. Drew, say hi to everybody.
Hello. And thank you, Richard.
So, Drew, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, because you're sort of unique, because you're a CPA who all of your clients tend to be surrounded by multitudes of entities like C-Corps and S-Corps and LLCs and businesses. Is that right?
That's correct. One of our specialties is handling multi-entity clients and finding the best way to deal with each entity and how it affects the bottom line, i.e. the individual.
And do you have any psychics on board?
No, but we do prepare income tax.
Okay, good. Okay. Because I was doing a tax projection for somebody this weekend who just tracked me down on Saturday, and you know, our whole discussion surrounded, well, it depends on what happens at the end of 2012. We have, you know, these tax rates, like the 35% top marginal rate. It might be that in 2013, or it might be 39%, the 15% capital gains rate. That's what it might be going into 2013, or it might be higher. So what do you tell people about how to handle all of this grotesque uncertainty that we have in the tax code coming up over the next 12 months?
What I really tell them is I'm not quite sure. We do try...
Drew, I used to think you were indecisive, but now I'm not so sure. So go ahead.
Give them best case, worst case.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do try to plan at least 2 years, the current year and next year, but this is making things very difficult, Richard.
Yeah, and it's even worse for estate planning because of the rumors that the $5 million gift exemption might become only $1 million. And so it's going to be really interesting. I guess a lot will depend on who gets the White House.
Agree, 100%. And things could change even dramatically between now and December 31st.
That's true. So, Drew, you've got an interesting partner, Ron Friedman, because Ron is like a total left-winger and you're a total right-winger. How do you guys even get along?
We don't talk politics.
That's good. So I was talking to a friend of mine up in Santa Rosa who was telling me about the, I just want to mention the protesters. They were telling me that up in Santa Rosa, the protesters do things like paint trash cans and pick up trash. So all the towns north of San Francisco are trying to get protesters out because they've become so good for the community because they clean it up. But I'm just curious. I know we were watching the news before the show started. I guess protest San Diego, all the port cities are going to try to shut the ports down. Everybody, what's your opinion on this protest thing that's going on? Because I personally don't understand it.
Neither do I. I truly don't. I read quite a bit about it, and I still don't quite understand it.
Well, you don't understand what they're protesting about?
No, I don't understand what solutions they're offering.
Oh.
I understand what they're protesting about. They're protesting about Wall Street and the fact that four major institutions control 62% of the money.
I think the imbalance income and wealth is becoming an issue, and look at the mortgage situation. I mean, that was pretty horrible. A lot of that was preventable and unnecessary if you believe the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. If you look at their talking points, they concluded a lot of this stuff, you know, was preventable. And I think that's part of the problem. Getting rid of Glass-Steagall, not sure if that was a good idea. What do you think about Glass-Steagall? Anybody have an opinion?
Well, I don't know that it was getting the intended effect, but I think it was certainly putting more executives on notice than where we are now. I know Gary Aguirre spoke very eloquently about that maybe about 2 weeks ago. In fact, he, by the way, is speaking for me this Wednesday at Star San Diego. We've got another sellout coming up. I maybe have 15 seats left. I can go up to about 112, but this Wednesday, which would be December the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the La Jolla Sheraton. If you have any interest, shoot me an email at rich@iymoney.com. Again, rich@iymoney.com. But he's going to be talking about, something fairly similar to what he spoke about on the radio. I think that was 2 weeks ago, and how the SEC is getting things wrong and how the SEC is, in effect, protecting Wall Street from consumers, which isn't really the direction the protection is supposed to be going. And I guess there was also an interesting piece on 60 Minutes, maybe it was last Sunday, our main competitor, right, for this 7 to 8 o'clock hour, 60 mm-hmm. Minutes, where he said they got the story totally wrong because they didn't really bring the SEC into the debate. Of course, I didn't get to see it because we were here. So he's sort of going to inform everybody about, maybe where the markets might go next year in terms of regulation. Also, Dodd-Frank, which is fairly new legislation that apparently is not going to be, let's just put it this way. There may not be enough funding to have any teeth in Dodd-Frank. So anyway, that's this Wednesday, La Jolla Sheraton, 11:30 to 1, Gary Aguirre. And again, rich@iymoney.com. To come, you've got to be the invited guest of somebody. So shoot me an email, and that way I can invite you and bring you.
And in a nutshell, Gary was an SEC attorney and investigator who was going after some pretty big fish on some insider trading cases, correct, Richard? And
he did, and what he did was very timely because of what we have going on now with MF Global, John Corzine's company, where I guess it's, when we talked about Corzine last time, we were missing, I guess, about $650 million. Now it's over $1 billion. And, of course, he didn't plead the fifth when he testified before Congress earlier this week. Mr. Corzine actually answered questions. If you consider the answer, I don't know where the money went. An answer, I'm like, $1.2 million, and you don't know where any of the money went. Not even $10.
How do you lose that kind of money? It's pretty mind blowing.
So that's going to be really interesting to see how that thing plays out. And
can I get your opinion on one other thing, Richard? While we're on MF Global, because I heard one person squawking that they had some gold futures that they were purchasing through their company. It was a subsidiary that got bought up, but apparently his account got closed or went to the trustee. But when people buy gold, are they and they're getting basically paper. They're not getting the tangible gold.
Correct.
I mean, if you buy gold futures or gold, how do you know you actually own the gold?
Well, you have a counterparty called a custodian who holds it, and they, you know, issue paperwork and so on to theoretically prove that you own the gold. I don't know how strong the counterparty relationships are in that industry. I don't own any gold. Should have bought it about 3 years ago. Not today. But yeah, you've got to rely on your counterparties. Counterparties mm-hmm. are, you know, things like attorneys and CPAs and custodians who hold assets. And I think one thing a lot of people don't know about gold is when you buy it, you pay a big, well, shall we say, commission to buy it. When you sell it at wholesale. So you can't make as much money as these ads suggest. But invest in gold and make a ton of money. Sort of like buying and selling a house. You got 6%, you know, coming and going. And same thing with gold. A lot of, and you see all these ads now that I think really prey on people who are, well, not, shall we say, very informed. Mm-hmm. And I think it's unfortunate because, you know, you buy the gold and the next day it's worth 20% less than what you paid for it, because to get out the next day, that's the kind of haircut you're going to take to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's sort of unfortunate that there's so many people out there who prey on, well, shall we say, the uninformed and uninitiated,
mm-hmm.
which is why I guess it's good that we have shows like this. That's why we call it It's Your Money, Not Theirs. Yeah. It's your money.
Wow, and we're ready for a break already, so please come back. We'll be back right after this short break to It's Your Money, Not Theirs.
Of the aircraft were scattered over a wide area on a remote ranch 22 miles east of the famous Hearst Castle.
760 KFMB was there.
Drew Tomlinson stood up, touchdown on the second effort, San Diego Chargers.
70 years on the air.
It only feels like about 40.
Right. 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
When it comes to your vehicle, trust the experts at Rapid Transmissions to keep you safely on the road this holiday season. Rapid Transmissions is offering a limited-time-only holiday special good through the end of 2011. That's right, this holiday special will not last. Stop by any of Rapid's three convenient locations in San Diego at 3905 Convoy Street, Escondido at 859 Broadway at the 78, or 8861 La Mesa Boulevard to receive a complete transmission service, an engine oil change, and a 21-point maintenance inspection on most vehicles for only $99.95. You are already saving $70 off the transmission service alone, and the 21-point maintenance inspection on most vehicles includes underhood, undercar, and brakes. Spend this holiday season with the ones you love, rather than stranded on the side of the road with a large automotive repair bill. Take advantage of the $99.95 holiday special before it's too late. Call now, 800-562-7675. That's 800-562-7675. Or visit rapidtransmissions.com. Happy holidays from Rapid Transmissions.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-2344 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-2344. 1-800-977-2344. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tim Conway Jr. here. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., me and my two buddies, Oscar and Colby, teach you how to save money. Yeah, it's a brand new show called The Cash Daddy Show. It's being brought to you by 1-800-LOAN-MART. Hey, everybody could use a couple of money-saving tips, and that's what we bring you on a weekly basis. So Sunday, 10 a.m., want to see you right here for the Cash Daddy Show being brought to you by 1-800-LOAN-MART, only on Talk Radio 760 KFMB. Was that 30 seconds?
27.
How about now?
If you own a business, why haven't you incorporated yet?
My business is too small.
No matter how small your business, you're risking your personal assets.
Incorporating is complicated.
Actually, it could take only 10 minutes.
I need a lawyer. That's expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate, and we don't offer legal advice. CompanyCorporation.com is a service company that makes incorporating easy. Call now for your free guide, 1-800-700-6044. 1-800-700-6044. 1-800-700-6044.
Beginning January 2nd.
Hi, it's Roger Hedgecock. I'm coming to Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right, welcome back to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. Joe Vecchio here again for you. And we'd like to thank one of our main sponsors, which is Lestat's Coffee House. They've got a great coffee house in Adams Avenue in Normal Heights. It's one of the originals in San Diego, been there 13, 15 years. And a new location in University Heights Park in Monroe. And everything is baked fresh daily. Great Diedrich's coffee. And tonight they have live entertainment seven nights a week at the Adams location. And Mike Santos is there.
Matthew Santos.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Check out their website, lestats.com, and see what's on their calendar. They always have great entertainment. Stand-up comedy on Tuesday, open mic Monday, and a great entertainment rest of the week. Also, if you'd like to hear some of our past podcasts, go to iymoney.com, and there's a little link there for radio program and archives. You can hear every show we've done. We've had some really great guests in the past, as you can see there. And if you'd like to call in tonight, maybe get some free tax advice, the call-in number, toll-free, is 800-760-KFMB, toll-free 800-760-KFMB. Now back to Richard and our guest, Drew.
And for those of you who are illiterate, that's 1-800-760-5362. Okay? I know reading isn't as important in school as it used to be. So let's talk about year-end income tax planning because, well, it's almost year-end, and if you're making any money at all in this economy, that's good for you. Drew, let me ask you about this. This is one of my pet peeves about income tax planning because I see this happen all the time. It's especially relevant to business owners, but it's also relevant to some of the folks that I work with who are very high net worth. They sort of get behind on their accounting. So what happens is if you pay in 110% of your last year's income tax federally, you don't have to pay any underpayment penalties. So if, for example, you had an income tax liability of $90,000. I'm just going to use simple rounded math. That means if during the course of this current year you're paying 110% of that, call that $100,000 in the form of quarterly installments of $25,000 per quarter, you don't have to pay any penalties even if you owe $1 million on April 15th of 2012 because you paid in 110% of last year. But the interesting thing about this 110% rule to me is I can't find anybody who's making 10% more income this year than they were making last year. I can hardly find anybody who's making the same amount of money this year as last year. Almost everybody's down. So to me, wouldn't it seem to make more sense to maybe actually look at your actual operating results this year and just pay based on maybe what you're doing? Because working capital for business owners is just so precious these days because it's so hard to, you know, access money from banks and lenders and so on. I mean, can you comment on that, Drew?
Absolutely. And we see it a lot, especially with brand new clients who have come in and especially wanting or wondering why they're paying so much tax. As a matter of fact, Richard, you and I have seen that a couple times in the past, as well as seeing some legal issues come up with either prior preparers or prior consultants who have told the client that this is the way to make sure they don't pay any penalties. And you're really paying early. It's a terribly bad thing to do because you're, again, giving the government a interest-free loan. And as you put it too, Richard, not utilizing your working capital to the optimum.
Right. So this suggests that if you're a business owner, you probably should be working with a CPA who actually sits down with you quarterly to actually look at your operating results and to help you predict what the rest of the year might look like. Because, again, you can make these estimated payments based on your actual results. So, for example, you look at your first 3 months, January, February, and March, and then you can annualize that tax and pay based on that. Then you look at, I guess, April and May together, because the second quarter estimate is due June 15th, and so on for the third quarter, and so on for the fourth quarter. Funny story, somebody I know bought a Learjet this year, so he wrote a check for $5 million for it. And of course, there's this thing called bonus depreciation. The Democrats don't really like the fact that really rich people can expense $5 million Learjets, but the point is, I told him that he might want to consider reducing his estimated payments because he's going to get $5 million of depreciation. Now, I know nobody in my listening audience is very sympathetic to this, but the point is that's about $1.5 million of working capital that he's not sending in every quarter, which I don't care if you have a big business or a small business. Working capital is just so important these days, cash flow. And so if you don't owe the money to the government, don't send it in. But that means you've got to look at your results. Your accounting has to get done. You have to be working with a CPA who can project stuff out, as opposed to just after the end of the year, every year, cranking out an income tax return. And that's why I love Drew so much, because they actually work to predict the future.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. Appreciate that. And again, staying on top of your business results is very important. And just to point out, too, you can actually pay 90% of the current year's tax without incurring a penalty for federal purposes, which obviously you want to pay the least amount possible. And a lot of times, too, in the past, last year, there could be one very large transaction that did cause you to pay a lot of tax last year. And the last thing you want to do is pay 110% of that when you owe so much less.
Right. And the other thing is, if you had fairly low income, let's say for the first three quarters, but you happen to really be really seasonal, let's say you're a retailer, so all your income comes in here in December, or you had a large capital gain transaction in December, you can actually pay in based on actual results for the first three quarters at a lower amount, and then not make the large payment until the fourth quarter and still avoid the underpayment penalty, because annualized means annualized based on the information, that is to say the transactions that were closed or done by the end of the month prior to the April 15th, June 15th, September 15th, or January 31st quarterly estimate. So again, if you happen to be really seasonal, you can time your payments so that it fits your cash flow. And again, that may be relevant to a lot of people this time of the year if you happen to make a lot of your money around the holiday time, whether it's Thanksgiving or the holidays this month. So big opportunity, frequently missed. The other one that's missed, it's the counter argument to this. People who get way behind on their tax return and extend it, they don't necessarily know how much estimates to pay in because they don't have the prior year return done. So I frequently see CPAs advising their clients to pay in really large estimates just in case they happen to owe money, or not paying anything in at all, even though history might be some guide to suggest maybe some reasonable estimate as to what to pay in, and then they get whacked with a really big penalty. And I've noticed when writing letters to the government, they don't like to waive penalties for really, really wealthy people. So you've got to look at it from that angle as well. And hear the music play.
Yeah, Rich.
So again, it's your money, not theirs. Unless you invested in MF Global, then it's their money, not yours.
Right. We'll
That's why you need to listen to this show.
Exactly. We'll be back right after this short break. Thanks for listening.
Beginning January 2nd.
Hi, it's Roger Hedgecock. I'm coming to Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Everyone's looking for a deal. It's smart. But when it's free, usually, it's nothing you want, or there's a catch. Dr. Peter Hellwig offers the exception. Always has. Peter offers a free consultation to anyone needing dental work. Whether it's one tooth, a full mouth restoration, implants, or maybe you've been told you need bone grafting and dentures. Get Dr. Hellwig's expert opinion for free. When you come to Dr. Hellwig, you get over 30 years of experience explaining all your options to you, not just the ones he's qualified for or the most profitable. That's it. No fast sales pitch or the promise of a beach bag cooler with enrollment. Sorry. Get the experience and the peace of mind that comes with it. Sedation's available, so call Dr. Hellwig for that free consultation at 619-993-6505. Finally, a freebie with a value you need. 619-993-6505.
What if you had to change careers? What if you suddenly needed to take on a new challenge? But what if that move was your choice? Instead of waiting for a change to find you, take control of your future with Concord Law School. Celebrating their 10th anniversary, Kaplan University's Concord Law School opened their virtual doors in 1998 and has helped over 1,000 graduates reach their education goals. Concord Law School's degree programs are designed to give you the ultimate flexibility. Don't let the challenges of work, family, or children limit your talent and potential. Go to law school from your home, office, or while traveling. Concord's live classes and 24/7 video lecture library are just part of their interactive, affordable, and accessible legal education program. A simple click online will help you learn more. Visit concordlawschool.edu. That's concordlawschool.edu. Discover the law school that comes to you. Enroll now for the upcoming term and find your future at concordlawschool.edu.
Gary Marichal and the Marichal Design and Remodeling family believe there truly is no place like home for the holidays.
Hi, I'm Gary Marichal. At the holidays, there's nothing more special than enjoying all the comforts of home and the true blessings of family and good friends. Through the years, we've had the privilege of getting to know families throughout San Diego, and we've built friendships that we truly value and appreciate. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish each of you the very best for the holidays, health and happiness in the new year. And thank you all for inviting us into your homes.
Helping San Diegans celebrate their home for the holidays and throughout the year. Marichal Design and Remodeling, 2011 National Remodeler of the Year and 7-time Better Business Bureau Torch Award winner and finalist. You can trust your home to us. Call 619-441-9300. 441-9300 or visit trustyourhometous.com. On behalf of Gary Marichal, the office and design center staff, warm wishes for a wonderful holiday season.
Attention, all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a clinically proven way for men to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-944-1834 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. And if you're a man, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-944-1834. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-944-1834.
The more you listen, the more you know. Mike Slater mornings, Rick Roberts afternoons. This is Talk Radio 760 KFMB San Diego.
Hotel room rates may go up with the information you need. I'm KFMB's Rick Williams. Well, a hotel tax plan to finance the $520 million expansion of the San Diego Convention Center has the approval of the City Council, and a surcharge on room rates at area hotels will pay for most of it. Well, the county has rolled out a new website to broadcast critical information to people during emergencies. It's sdcountyemergency.com, and you can find it by using your mobile phone, computer, or your tablet. And the 40th annual San Diego Bay Parade of Lights lit up the ocean tonight with over 80 boats decorated for the holidays, and of course, hundreds of people showed up to enjoy them. We'll celebrate the holidays at SeaWorld featuring the all-new Snow World, where you can play in real snow, pay for a day, and get SeaWorld's Christmas celebration, Snow World, and all of 2012 free. KFMB weather, cloudy and 57 right now at Lindbergh Field. And in sports, the Chargers beat the Buffalo Bills at Qualcomm today, 37-10. The now 6-7 Bolts will play the Colts next Sunday at Qualcomm. Follow these stories and more at KFMB.com. And now here's the latest from ABC News.
President Obama, facing a tough re-election campaign, is talking about his low polling numbers and whether he worries that people wished he'd been bolder.
I'm being judged against the ideal. And Joe Biden has a good expression. He says, don't judge me against the almighty. Judge me against the alternative.
The president on CBS's 60 Minutes says it doesn't matter which Republican gets the nomination. Their core philosophy is the same. Mitt Romney joked about the $10,000 bet he made during last night's debate, showing some regret. Rick Perry has already made it into a political ad, saying Romney is out of touch with the average American. Who do you go to with your complaints about airport security? Democratic Senator Charles Schumer wants to see a passenger advocate at every airport in the country. His proposal today prompted by an elderly woman's claim that she was strip-searched at JFK Airport in New York. And President Obama spoke this evening at the 30th annual Christmas in Washington concert. I'm Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
Beginning January 2nd, one San Diego radio institution is joining another.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and the rumors are true. Mark your calendar, January 2nd. I'll bring the talk show to Talk Radio 760, KFMB.
In Hawaii 5-0, and back to not one but two top flight CPAs, Richard Musio and our guest Drew Brennan.
So Drew, let me ask you a question about business owners. Business owners out there, if you happen to be, well, self-employed, that is to say your income and expenses go on Schedule C of your Form 1040, and if you're making any money at all, the government should send you a thank you card every year. They don't, because the government doesn't have any money to send people thank you cards. But they should. You want to know why? The reason why is if you're self-employed and you're making any money at all and you're a Schedule C, you are paying the maximum amount of income tax that you possibly can under the law, because there are other choices out there. Drew, can you explain why I'm saying that?
Sure. Number one, you're paying what's called Social Security tax and Medicare tax, both halves of it on 100% of your business income.
Plus regular income tax.
Plus regular income tax. And there are a number of ways that you can reduce that, but mostly, Richard, they relate to forming an entity.
So the kinds of entities I run across are things, well, let me give you three, and you could maybe compare and contrast real quickly for somebody who would be a business owner. S corporations, S like Sam, S corporations, C corporations, that's C like Charlie, and then LLCs, sometimes limited partnerships, but I think the limited liability company, the LLC, has become very popular here in California. Can you compare and contrast those three things real quickly?
Sure. A C corporation, kind of its own entity, pays its own tax, not a flow-through. Flow-through being an S corporation or an LLC or a partnership, where the actual income of the entity flows down to the individual and is reported on their own individual income tax return.
So one thing I like about the S corporation is, you remember how Drew mentioned that you're paying self-employment tax or Social Security tax on all of your net earnings? With the S corporation, you can take a salary, which does indeed have Social Security tax, and as long as that salary is reasonable, you can take additional earnings as distributions, which are not subject to self-employment tax. Now, Congress has on occasion proposed getting rid of this rather beneficial treatment for S corporations, but right now it's still good.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things you always have to consider there, Richard, is what's deemed reasonable compensation. It's never defined anywhere in the code, and it hasn't been defined exactly in any court cases. So paying yourself reasonable compensation is always something difficult to determine either during the year or at the end of the year.
But the IRS loves to argue. So the point is, you can't take zero salary if you're making money. It's got to be at least some material amount.
That's absolutely correct. With an S corporation, usually with an LLC, you're not taking salary, because everything flowing out from that to you is usually fully subject to self-employment tax, especially if you materially participate in the business.
Right. Now, C-corps are interesting. A lot of CPAs hate C-corporations because of the specter of what is known as double tax. That, again, is because C-corporations pay tax on their income, and then years down the road, maybe when you retire, you get rid of your C-corp, so you distribute all of your built-up earnings, and so you get to pay tax again. However, we have for the last few years, and at least for one more year, 2012, we have this 15% tax rate that applies to two different things. The first being dividends paid out of C corporations, what are known as qualified dividends. The second being long-term capital gains if you were to sell your C corp years down the road. So I don't know that double taxation is as bad as it used to be when we didn't have these two 15% tax brackets. It still exists. But sometimes if you're looking to pay less tax now, the other 15% bracket, the C-Corp, only pays 15% federal tax on the first $50,000 of its earnings.
That's exactly correct. And one of the planning points that we always try to emphasize is exactly that, Richard, trying to keep your corporate taxable income of a C-Corporation $50,000 or less. Hopefully you would be paying a 15% tax down the road, So the total tax paid 30%, 15% at the corporate level, and 15% down the road, either as dividends or when you actually sell, would in the past anyway, and hopefully in the future, be less than the ordinary income tax rates.
Which could be as high as 35%. And also, if you're paying 15% now and 15% many years down the road, the many years down the road piece, you've got the time value of money in your favor. So it just depends on whether you can sort of predict a reasonable exit strategy. But again, the main point I'm making here is if you happen to be self-employed and you're making any money at all, don't just be a Schedule C. Give some thought to, or hire a tax professional to help you give some thought to what kind of entity you ought to be. So Drew, let me ask you about some things that are in the tax code that we have right now as we speak, but we may not have, in about 1 year and 1 month. Let me just pick a couple. Research credits, if you're a business that is developing new technology or new applications, research credits.
Some of the research credits are actually going to end this year, Richard.
That's right, they are.
Yeah, there are some, this year there are still some residential energy credits available, as well as some very high credits that you can get for going ahead and installing some solar energy and some geothermal kind of residential benefits, if you will.
And how about this thing called bonus depreciation? What is that?
Bonus depreciation is somewhat like Section 179, allowing you to go ahead and expense the entire amount that you would pay for certain property, mostly personal property, equipment, furniture, et cetera. Although it also relates to some real property, as you and I had discussed, some leasehold improvements, especially important to people who either have put in some leasehold improvements this year and may not even be aware that they can expense them, but also people who have leased for the first time this year, also putting in leasehold improvements. At times, the effect and the income tax effect and the deduction itself is pretty dramatic. As an example, we moved our business, switched locations last year, and we were able to take pretty much every penny that we paid as a leasehold improvement and deduct it last year, which certainly helped the firm as well as us individually because we also are a flow-through entity.
I also notice a lot of fast food restaurant franchises popping up, and this leasehold improvements deduction is huge for them because so much goes into the back rooms and the kitchens and the countertops and the tables and everything else.
That's exactly right. In fact, some of the legislation was aimed directly at that, and especially restaurants, exactly like you're saying.
And there's this other thing for restaurants too, or fast food, called cost segregation for things that aren't necessarily leasehold improvements, but are actually attached to real estate. You don't have to get stuck with 39.5-year depreciation. Sometimes you can get 15-year or 7-year depreciation if you can't do, expensing up front. But yeah, I guess a lot of people, because of the economy, are trying to create their own safety and security economically by owning their own businesses. And fast food restaurant franchises popping up all over the place, which brings up another credit. New jobs credit, or here in California, I think it's called the new employee hire credit. Is that right?
That's correct. I believe it's $400 million that they were allocating to that, and they hadn't hit it anywhere near it. It's not a well-known credit and something that you should certainly be aware of and certainly talk with your tax professional about. We've been able to utilize it very effectively, especially in flow-through entities, where the credit flows directly to your individual income tax return and a credit is dollar for dollar against the tax, a lot better than simply an income tax deduction.
And speaking of new hire credits, depending on where your business is, there's this other thing called an enterprise zone. It doesn't relate to the employees you hire, but actually rather where you are physically situated. What is an enterprise zone?
It usually has to do, and forgive me if I'm saying this politically incorrect, but with more blighted areas, especially of San Diego. As you recall, Richard, you and I have used this to an excellent effect for a business up in Compton. In fact, they had been doing their returns for 20 years without even knowledge of this. And simply coming in and doing the allocations, determining that they were eligible for it, the savings to the individuals was absolutely astonishing.
And believe it or not, there are parts of downtown San Diego, that are enterprise zones, zip codes like 92101, 92103. There are some rather small pockets down there, so you want to be very sensitive if you're officing down there, as because these things actually end on certain street corners. It's that precise. So if you're across the street, you know, if you're on the southwest corner versus the northeast corner, the guy on one corner's in and the guy on the other corner's out. So it's very precise, and it's all over the state of California, by the way, not just down here in San Diego. But again, if you happen to be an employer, and you know, I noticed the protesters, I think they're railing against big business, but I heard that about 75% of the new jobs that are expected to be created in this country over the next 3 years are from companies that are considered small or medium size. And I sometimes think that's even low, 75%, because so many people are going out on their own. I think they're sick of not having their own destiny or their own hand. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why all these credits are so important, because so many people, I think, it's becoming a national trend to be your own boss. And I think that's good, because that's how this country was built. And I think if we're going to get out this, you know, we're in an economic mess. I don't think it's the big corporations that are going to get us out. They've got tons of cash on their balance sheets. They don't want to spend the money. It's the entrepreneurs and the business owners, in my opinion. And I'm not going to apologize for being political with those comments. I think it's in the hands of the small and medium-sized business leaders to get this country out of the mess it's in. Because, again, the big corporations, they're hoarding their cash. They're not spending it on the economy or hiring new people in general. And I think that's one reason why the protesters are out there doing their thing. Mm-hmm. And Joe, you agreed? Okay. Well, it's good to know that I'm not in the minority here.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note, we have to take a short break here, but we'll be right back with It's Your Money, Not Theirs after the short poll.
Wake up, America!
Come 2012, the world is going to change profoundly. The answer is goodness. The answer is an explosion of light that is so brilliant it burns shadows into the sidewalks. I'm talking about the power of God unleashed. It's coming, gang, and you better pick sides. This is not a spectator sport.
Glenn Beck.
Tomorrow, 9 to noon.
Talk Radio 760.
KFMB.
You can feel the vibe as soon as you step in. Yeah, this is your casino. Friendly people, cozy atmosphere. Not the glitz or the glamour, just the people. Take a holiday trip to Casino Palma's $250,000 Winter Wonderland this December 1st through the 23rd. Over $250,000 in cash prizes, gift cards, and a new 2012 Chevy Avalanche are being given away. Spin the Wonder Wheel every Monday through Friday. You can win up to $5,000 cash, and 100 hot seat gift cards are being given away. Every Saturday and Sunday, get into our snow globe and grab as much cash as you can. Then on December 23rd, the avalanche of cash hits Palma. Win a 2012 Chevy Avalanche that includes the cost of tax, title, and registration. And if you're not a member of the Palm Club yet, here's a great reason to sign up for free. All new members get $20 in free play. The $250,000 Winter Wonderland, December 1st through 23rd, only at Casino Palma, your casino. Highway 76, just 12 miles east of I-15. Must be 18 years old.
Casino Palma, P-A-U-M-A.
So electrical problems in homes cause nearly 55,000 fires every year and cause more than $1.4 billion in property damage. And older homes are at the greatest risk. Was your home built before 1985? If so, please call my friends at Point Loma Electric. They've been serving San Diego since 1988. They're the older home specialists. Owner and master troubleshooter Jim Dent, so meticulous with his work and just goes far above any expectations. This is how you know if your home's at risk. Do your lights dim or flicker when you turn on an appliance? Or do your lights go out when you run more than one appliance at the same time? If so, you could be in danger of an electrical house fire. So call Point Loma Electric. They can resolve all of your electrical problems. So who are you going to call when your lights go out? Point Loma Electric. The number is 619-224-0672. That's 619-224-0672. Or visit pointlomaelectric.net.
If you've ever thought about talking to a psychic, here's great news. Psychic Source is offering 10 minutes for $10. There are no hidden costs, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Learn what insights our psychics can share.
Is he ready to commit?
When should I ask for that promotion?
Is she telling me the truth?
Call Psychic Source now. Within minutes, you'll set up your prepaid account and take advantage of our special offer, 10 minutes for $10. At Psychic Source, you'll never worry about hidden charges because you prepay for as much time as you want. So call now and talk to our caring, insightful psychics. Each one goes through a rigorous screening process that ensures you're speaking with a skilled advisor. It's all part of our satisfaction guarantee. And with over 50,000 satisfied customers in more than 15 years of operation, what are you waiting for?
For this introductory offer, call 1-800-209-8923. That's 1-800-209-8923. Call now, 1-800-209-8923.
The countdown is on, starting January 2nd. The Roger Hitchcock Show on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Welcome back to It's Your Money, Not Theirs, and we would also highly recommend one of our prime sponsors to you, Lestat's Coffee House. Coffee House is actually Normal Heights and University Heights. Get down there and check them out. Great coffee, open 24/7, 365, so if you have not much going on the holidays, it's a great place to hang out, great place to people watch. They've got a cast of characters of regulars over there and very friendly staff. I'm sure you'll enjoy them. Now back to Richard and Drew for our last segment.
So if you want to have some extra money for the holidays, call Drew at 858-794-2800. No, he's not giving money away, but he'll make sure that you pay less tax than you otherwise would have if you hadn't called Drew at 858-794-2800. So Drew, we have a lot of stock investors or market investors listen to the show. A lot of them over Thanksgiving were very thankful that the market was only open 5 days a week instead of seven. So they have things like losses this year, but some of them actually do have capital gains. There's been some interesting changes in the last year with regard to, shall we say, owning stock. One of the most interesting to me was the brokerage houses or the custodians are now reporting to the IRS what your cost basis is in all items that you purchase. Cost basis used to sort of depend on how much income tax you wanted to pay. Oops, I wasn't supposed to say that. Now it gets reported. Well, to put it this way, we've had a lot of people over the years who bought stuff so long ago, nobody knows what it cost. Now that's being required to be reported, but there's some really neat elections you can make now, though, to save some income taxes. Let's assume this month you sell some stocks and you have some capital gains and you bought the stocks at different times over the years. And so you paid $20 for some and $10 for some and $17.52 for some. Can you talk about this thing called average cost basis and what opportunities you might have?
Absolutely. Most of our clients have already received forms from the reporting entity, i.e. their financial institution. And by legislative action, these reporting entities require that these individuals mark how they want them to calculate their cost basis. And it's very important to go ahead and make one kind of election, because in the future, you can always revoke that election, and it doesn't need to apply every year, Richard.
But the point is, you have to make the election; otherwise, there's nothing to revoke. So, if you don't make the election, I think the assumption is it first in, first out, or is it highest goes out first?
Either that, or it could be last in, first out, or right. Specific identification, which usually helps the best.
Right, specific identification. Although that sometimes gets very hard when there's been splits. When one share becomes two, becomes four, becomes eight, becomes 16.
Absolutely, a huge job, and something that a lot of CPAs love to see, because it certainly generates fees for them to go back and calculate that.
Very true. There's this other thing called wash sales. Let's assume that I've got a bunch of capital gains this year. Not that I know anybody who does, but we'll assume that. And so I want to sell some stocks that I have losses in, so that way I can reduce my capital gains and pay less income tax this year and have more money for the holidays. And so I want to sell these positions, but I happen to really, really like these stocks. So I really like owning them, and I think they're going to come back dramatically when the election sorts itself out in 12 months. I don't want to really get rid of them, but I don't want to pay income tax. What is a wash sale, and what do I have to do to protect myself?
Really, you do want to recognize these losses, especially if you can utilize them against capital gains. But the wash sale rules say that you can't purchase that security back within 30 days. You have to wait 30 days. But one thing that is interesting to point out, Richard, is it's actually a 60-day window, because you can't sell it previous to that sale. And either. There's a 30-day before and a 30-day after. So it's actually a 60-day window.
Well, that's good to know, because I bet there's some selling that's going to be going on this month for those of you who've been lucky enough to have some capital gains. So, Drew, lots of uncertainty in the income tax code, because the bill that was passed back in 2000 basically had a 10-year time horizon, and it was extended for 2 years. So we're looking at this critical due date of, well, basically 1 month and about 3 weeks. December 31st, 2012, things may be rolling back. This would be like Bill Murray and Groundhog Day. Things may be rolling back to the year 2000 in terms of tax rates, estate gift and trust issue. A lot of things might be rolling back. Do you think there's much probability of that happening? Do you think Congress is going to somehow, before or after the election in 2012, figure out that maybe it's good for business to put some permanence into the tax code? What do you think?
Well, I certainly hope so. I think a lot of it is going to have to do with the elections next year, and unfortunately a lot of it may be politically motivated, Richard, but I think to get the economy moving again, there has to be some certainty in the tax code, especially among the larger, as you put it, corporate entities that are holding cash and not investing nor hiring.
But some of the things that could happen are very scary. For example, qualified dividends taxed right now at 15%. If that law rolls back, that could be as high as the top marginal rate, which could be as high as 39.6%. Right now, the top marginal rate is 35%. But again, if things don't become permanent and things do roll back, 39.6, I don't think that would affect the stock market very positively. I just don't think so.
I agree 100%.
Also, projected increase in long-term capital gains rates, even going from only 15% up to 20, I think would obviously have a negative impact on the market as well. So 2012 is going to be an interesting year. I just hope that it's not a 1 or 2 year patch like it was in 2010, because it's really weird. I mean, people ask me for my opinion all the time, and I say, you know, it's really hard to say what to do with income taxes, because what might be in 2013 might be totally different than what we have today. I told somebody last week, maybe the best approach is to just try to save as much money as you can this year, because who knows what 2012, well, we sort of know what 2012 is going to look like, but beyond that, boy, I mean, you do need to hire a psychic or somebody with a crystal ball for your CPA firm, because it just, I've never seen such uncertainty. And so anybody who's politically connected out there who's listening, I really think small and medium-sized businesses would love some certainty in the tax code, because it really makes it difficult to make hiring decisions, make decisions about whether or not you should commit to long-term space. All of these things, the income tax laws affect those business decisions. And when nobody really knows what they may have a year or two from now, really, really difficult. And so that would be nice. Drew, we really appreciate your time again. If you want to reach Drew, 858-794-2800. And Joe, if you want to reach us, how can you find us?
Well, it's rich@iymoney.com or joe@iymoney.com. And we thank you for tuning in this week. We'd like to thank Craig Blanke, account executive, Justin Hart, our sound engineer, and our programming genius for all the KFMB radio stations, Dave Sniff. Thanks and good night. Have a great week. We'll see you next Sunday.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-2344 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-2344, 1-800-977-2344, or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The more you listen, the more you know. Mike Slater mornings, Rick Roberts afternoons. This is Talk Radio 760 KFMB San Diego.